You must be heard, you must be understood, and you must be pleased.
Greetings and welcome to episode 165 of the Radio Orphans Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you original independent music from around this great planet for your listening pleasure. I'm sure that if there was music like from like aliens or people from other worlds or other planets, we'd play their music too.
Oh, definitely.
You know,
all I'd have to do is let us know.
Yeah, they would. You never know, though.
Yep, you never do.
Hey, well, we're kind of, you know, you kind of hit it earlier, I think, on the second song coming in, like, you know, this is a good one for driving, and this is like a good driving podcast.
You know? You're right about that. It's very electronic, diverse in a way. You know, it's all electronic music, but that's not all in the same vein.
No, it's not. So it's kind of like, you know, if you're driving a hybrid, you're driving an SUV, or you're just driving your everyday sedan, whatever. Pop this podcast in and let it roll.
On the open highway. Hit the highway and just go and jam this podcast. It rocks.
Hey, what are we kicking off with?
We're kicking off with an artist that actually submitted us some music. He contacted us at RadioOrphansPodcast@gmail.com. That's where we encourage everybody to contact us and to, you know, drop us a line and let us know you have some music or an artist that you want to hear. But the Eighth Step contacted us out of Belgium, and he wanted us to play one of his tunes. So here we go. It's Bending Conventions from the Eighth Step.
Takes information and leads on news of crime, accidents, and death from the daily police record of the sports section, as well as the report that The editorial writer must be able to write on many subjects, but instead of merely reporting it, he analyzes it and explains its meaning.
Seems a great deal to ask of one man. What do you mean for a happy life?
takes pride in the fact that he is in business for himself. Seems a great deal to ask one man, but he leads a happy life, and takes pride in the fact that he is in business for himself. He leads a happy life and takes pride in the fact that he is in business for himself.
Take me to your love.
Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. Take me to love. fasten your seatbelt. Just listen to this. This is a real piece of history here.
War einmal ein Bumerang, war ein weniges zu lang. Bumerang flog ein Stück, aber kam nicht mehr zurück. Publikum noch stundenlang wartete auf Bumerang. War einmal ein Bumerang, war ein weniges zu lang. Bumerang flog ein Stück, aber kam nicht mehr zurück. Publikum noch stundenlang wartete auf Bumerang.
If there is a person that is basically not a good person, but a person with bad character traits, if you don't make that person dimensional, then the fact that he has all that badness about him really doesn't mean anything. It only means something if you can identify that person as a real human being.
Personal and being killed. Well, are you ready to go? Just keep yourself strong, I said. To the grotto wet in stone, the gardens and the thorns of a monastery. And the minute she arrived, they knew they'd have to bury a bad seed.
A lady from our own hometown.
How about that?
Yeah, you just heard Bad Seed from Jenny Dalton. And that was surprising that she's, well, you know, out of Minneapolis.
Yeah, like, we didn't. Yeah, I hadn't heard of her before. Yeah. But then again, I don't go, you know, probably don't frequent the places where she performs all the time. But, you know, I'm going to definitely look for her now. That's a,
yeah.
What a great artist.
Yeah, we both were really impressed with those vocals and that.
Yeah, the lyrics and just the composition of the song and that swelling piano, just how it builds.
Yeah, it builds up. Yeah, that was cool.
You can tell that she put some thought into that song. You know, it's not just something you slap together with some piano, you know?
Or some samples from GarageBand or
it's good stuff.
Acid. Yeah,
yeah, Jenny Dalton.
Good work, yeah.
You know, we started off with the Eighth Step out of Belgium and their song "Bending Conventions." It's a cool song.
Yeah, those neat break beats and that.
Oh yeah, that tripped out experimental electronica stuff.
Glad they got a hold of us.
Yeah, I'm glad too, because definitely I never would have heard them otherwise. More than likely, we followed that up with a band called Etrangers out of the UK, and it was the song "Is Your Fire Burning?"
Yeah, it's kind of a warm electronica.
That's right.
And that's the one you really grabbed on for driving. Like,
yeah,
this
I could picture
one.
Myself on the highway jamming that, you know, just cruising.
We'll have to go take a ride after this podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
After we're done recording.
But yeah, cool synth lines. Good stuff.
Yeah, out of the UK, right? You said that.
Yep, out of the UK. Yep. And then following that, we had it was a Climax, and they're out of Poland, and that was the song On the Edge.
Yeah, some electro down-tempo dub.
Yeah, I mean,
or
cool
something
beats
like that.
And female samples, vocal samples.
And piano thrown that in.
Yeah,
we're finding a lot more of that in experimental electronica stuff. People are throwing in those melodic piano lines.
Yeah, or just you know some kind of a more organic type instrument mixed in with that stuff. It seems like everyone's riding the Radio Orphans coattails.
Hey, it's lonely at the top. Yeah.
Good stuff from Climax, and it was cool to find they're out of Poland.
Yeah,
so definitely,
Poland.
Follow through the links on those guys. You can go to radioorphans.blogspot.com, and there'll be links to all our podcasts and all that. And also, these are enhanced podcasts, so if you're listening in iTunes, you can click on the artist picture as you're listening, and it'll take you to more info about that artist.
Hey, the Chemical Race, or Chemical Race.
That's right, from the artist Soup.
Yeah. Good song. Out of the UK.
More stuff out of the UK, yeah. I mean, experimental electronic stuff. Very original sounds.
Yeah.
Cool lyrics, you know. Not just electronic. You know, it had
some
lyrics in there, you know.
That was
good
neat
stuff. And then that was followed by an interesting band out of the UK here, or a group, Secret Archives of the Vatican is their name. And that was the song, The Stones at the Feet of a Prophet.
Wow, that's a mouthful. I don't even think I could have
said
that.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, fantastic.
But
some dub trip hoppy
Middle
Eastern type vocals or Eastern. It's neat.
Yeah, just cool stuff. And it seemed to jive a lot with the following song from your humble host, The Radio Orphans. We played Ides of March there from us. And that's kind of in the similar vein. We kind of used that same kind of sample with that electronic sound. And
Good
stuff.
Fantastic. Bulgarian. That song's off our CD, Unclaimed Freight. Available at iTunes or CDBaby.com.
Right.
I think it was Unclaimed Freight.
I'm pretty sure it was Unclaimed Freight. Could be on anyone.
Oh, Lord.
It's not Monkey's Dance.
No. We record this podcast live, so, you know, we don't have the CD right in front of us.
No, but
can't
I'm
remember
sure it's off Unclaimed Freight.
46 songs or something.
You can probably find it. You can probably find it at musicdownload.com.
Yeah, for free. Just go download it for free.
Just look around.
Hey, and of course, Bad Seed.
That's right. Our fellow Minneapolis.
Jenny Dalton.
Well,
this concludes episode 165 of the Radio Orphans podcast. Intro to this podcast, courtesy of Clarity and the Brothers P. All music in this podcast is used with permission.
We thank you for listening.